Officer Jack McLam program for the second hour, which is open phones, folks. Open phones. And if you'd like to call in, let me give you that number again. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we have several callers on the phone right now. But I'm going to finish up this report. The SEER program, which is military program, specifically used to counter Soviet-style torture techniques, was instituted towards the end of the Korean War when the Soviet Union provided material support to the Communist North. The New York Times wrote about the Soviet interrogation protocols in 2007, saying they utilized isolation in a small cell, constant light, sleep deprivation, cold and heat, and reduced food rations. Like the American position recently, the Soviets denied that this treatment constituted torture, and similar to what happened in Egypt with the interrogation of al-Libi, the Soviets were content to get information, whether true or not. They torture you long enough, folks, you're going to tell them anything they want you to tell them, like that you're a terrorist. Oddly enough, Suleiman also has Russian expertise to draw from. Canadian Globe and Mail states that Suleiman, like other promising officers of the time, was sent to Moscow for additional training. So he got training in Moscow, folks. Okay. Let's go now to our callers on the line. Let's go to David, Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, am I speaking to the McLam of God?
I am.
Is this the McLam of God?
Well, I don't know about that, but this is Jack McLam, David.
I think you're the McLam of God, Jack, because he sent you out amongst a bunch of wolves.
Yes, that's true. I do live and work among a lot of wolves. Yes.
You know those wolves. You know when we're in the presence, when a sheep or a lamb is in the presence of wolves, they sense it, Jack. And also when the wolves are in the presence of a the sheep or a lamb, they sense it too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, and these I just have to walk into a room and I just look at the first people that that I catch their attention, and they start looking at me and everything and so on. The wolves right away recognize me when I just, even, you know, wolves that don't even know me, I just have to walk into a room, and every wolf in there will take heed of me and sense my presence and everything.
That's
and
nice,
I'm the same
brother.
Way, Jack. I'm the same way, Jack. I can spot these wolves a mile away, you know?
Yes, me too,
and,
brother.
I can sense these wolves, and we know what this demonocracy is. You know, like Alex Jones is always saying on his show or the advertisement, it's two wolves and a sheep voting for what's for supper. You know,
that's right.
But Jack, listen, when I called in last week about the handshake, and I've shaken that nasty habit. I've shaken the habit of drinking, and I've shaken the habit of smoking, and I've shaken the habit of cussing, and I've shaken the habit of shaking, Jack. Jack, if you do a study, I've studied this intensely.
Hold on, David. We're coming up for a break, and we'll be right back with David of Massachusetts on the other side of these important messages on RBN.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to our brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David, go right ahead.
Yeah, Jack. You know, Jack, ever since I've shaken the habit, ever since I've shaken that evil habit of shaking hands, I've never had so many opportunities to witness for God and country, Jack. Everybody wants to know why I won't shake their hand. In the Old Testament, they called it striking hands, and the Israelites were forbidden to strike hands with strangers. But and then I start telling them, Jack. But you know what's interesting, Jack? I just came from a church there's a guy on the radio, and I went by his church for the first time to meet him. But you know, all these phony churches, Jack, and all these Satan's ministers, that they appear as sheep, they're wolves, but they appear as sheep. They're wolves in sheep's clothing.
Right.
The first thing they want to do when you walk into their church is shake your hand. I don't care whether it's Catholic priests or these Mormons. I call the Mormons, of course, Mammons, the Mammons. You know, they say they're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, but they don't realize they're naked, wretched, miserable, and poor. But anyways, Jack, so these wolves in sheepskins want to shake my hand, but Jack, the way the Lord does things, he gives people a holy hug of a holy kiss. Like, for example, the Apostle Paul told Timothy to greet the brethren with a holy kiss. And the Lord gives us holy hugs. And when you die, Jack, and I know you're going to go to heaven, you're not going to shake hands with Jesus. The first thing, you're going to be like almost like the hug that the father gave the prodigal son returning home, Jack.
Yeah.
You're not the prodigal son, Jack, but you're returning home. Believe me, you're going to get a big hug from the Lord, Jack. You're not going to get a handshake. Now, it might take me a couple of calls to get through this material. I won't be able to do it in one call, Jack.
Okay.
But, follow through on it. Then after I called last week, a guy called up and saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, when I go to church, I like to fellowship by shaking hands and everything. But listen, Jesus said, if Jesus wanted us to shake hands, and he's our example in all things, believe me, Jack, when he was calling his disciples unto him, when he was asking Peter and James and John and you know, all of them, Andrew and Nathaniel, when he was, all these people that he was asking, well, they would come and follow me. If that handshake was of the Lord, surely somewhere in the gospel, Jack would say, and Jesus shook Peter's hand. Jesus shook John's hand. Jesus said, let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything further than that, anything more than that, cometh of the wicked one. And it certainly does, Jack. When you make a deal and you say yes to some agreement, and these scumbags want to shake, they say, well, let's clinch the deal with a handshake. You step back and you say, hey, my yes is yes, and my Lord told me that anything further than that cometh of the wicked one. And if you insist on shaking my hand, I might turn my yes into a no. And Jack, you come out. This people, Jack, this people is a people of unclean minds, unclean hearts, and unclean lips. And their hands, Jack, are just dripping with innocent blood. So what we're called to do, Jack, we're called to come out from among them and be ye a separate people. Be ye a holy people unto the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, Jack. I'm not going to let these scumbags like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay and these scumbag traitorous politicians in Washington shake David's holy hand. Reading the Psalms, David's hand is holy. David said, at my right hand are blessings forevermore. My hand is holy, Jack. I'm not going to let any of these swindlers and these what I do, Jack, when they insist on shaking my hand and everything, if they act all offended, I says, well, listen, I'll tell you what. Why don't we skip step one and let's go directly to step two? And I turn around, Jack, with my back towards him, and I say, now just punch the knife in my back. And everything, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I found that the biggest screwings I've ever taken in life, Jack, are from these creeps that wanted to shake my hand the most. And that's why I've shaken the habit, Jack. And another thing, Jack, I can't get this in maybe all in one call, but one more point, and then I'll follow it up next week. But
okay.
We're to avoid even the appearance of evil, Jack. Now, with this handshake, and we know the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, the Freemasons, they all have their secret handshakes. And all these gangbangers, the Latin Kings and the Aryan Nations and the Crips and Bloods, they all have their secret handshakes, Jack. The way they shake hands can, there can be three guys standing together, and the way two of them shake hands can determine whether you're going to live or die, whether they're going to snuff you, whether they're going to ice you and take you out.
Yeah.
You avoid even the appearance of evil, Jack. If you don't shake hands at all, if you shake the habit, nobody can accuse you of, for example, the guy that comes on in the morning, the R.J. Henda. When George W. Bush was out in Salt Lake City and everything, he was shaking hands with the big muckety muck Monson there, Monsoon Monson, that this so-called prophet of the Mormon Church. And there was a journalist, photographer, right underneath the stage, and he caught this perfect photograph of muckety muck Monson giving the Masonic handshake with George W. Bush that said that our Constitution was just a goddamn scrap of paper and everything. So, see, if Monsoon Monson, if Big Muckety Muck Monson hadn't been shaking hands in the first place, if he had avoided even the appearance of evil, then nobody could have. Now he's denying that he's a Mason and gave the Masonic handshake. But if he hadn't shaken hands in the first place and obeyed the Lord and avoided even the appearance of evil, then it'd have been off the hook. The best thing we can do, Jack, is all patriots, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Now, I guarantee you, Jack, if we stop shaking hands and that spreads, let the scumbags shake hands. Let these scumbag politicians and these scumbag swindler businessmen shake hands, and these phony wolves and sheepskin preachers shake hands. If all the good people stop shaking hands, then we'll know who all the scumbags are, because they're the ones going around trying to shake hands with everybody.
Right.
But, But anyways, Jack, I don't want to tie up too much time. I'll tell you some more. And if you Google it, you find out, if you study about Faust and the devil and Daniel Webster, and you go back to ancient time, how this handshaking developed, Jack, I'll tell you that next week.
Okay.
It was to make sure that you didn't have a dagger or a knife up your tunic sleeve or something, and that's where
okay, brother.
It's all rooted in evil, Jack. So I urge all patriots to stop shaking. And when people ask you why you won't shake hands, then get in a good witness for God and country, Jack. You know?
Okay. So, thanks, David.
Okay. God bless
thanks,
you, Jack. And you
thank
absolutely
you.
Are, Jack. You're
God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Okay. Now, let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom in Florida, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, you used to have a video of death and taxes. Is there anything left of them?
I would have to ask my assistant, Carol, but you can call in tomorrow if you'd like, and talk to Carol yourself and ask her.
Do you have a number?
Yeah, it's 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852.
Yeah, I loaned mine out, and I got to get another one. So
okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Call her. Okay. God bless you, Tom. Okay, folks, do we have any more people on the line? Jeannie?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Jeannie. How are you,
Hello?
Girl?
Pretty How good. Are you, How are you
sister?
Doing?
I'm doing okay, sister.
I heard on the Alex Jones show that he was in a restaurant and he saw Karl Rove in there and he didn't know what to do. And somebody called in on his show and said to call Code Pink that they would come and arrest him. I don't know anything about Code Pink. They didn't say anything on the show what it was. Could you tell me, or could any of your listeners tell me what Code Pink is all about?
Well, I don't know myself. I've heard the name, but I'm not sure what they're all about, sister. I'm just not sure about that myself. But I have heard their name over the years, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Okay, well, I just thought maybe you would know, or maybe one of your listeners would know.
Maybe one of my listeners know and would call in and tell us what mm-hmm. Code Pink is all about. Okay?
Yeah, it sounds like a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, Jeannie. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Okay, anybody else on the line? Barb in Florida. Sister Barb in Florida, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer Jack. Before I get on my topic, I don't know much about Code Pink, but I believe there are a bunch of grannies and very dedicated patriots that were started, I think, by that lady Cindy, whose son was killed in Iraq.
Yeah.
And they're very aggressive in attending committee meetings in Washington. And, you know, perhaps they would do some kind of citizen arrest or something. That's sort of just my idea. But,
okay.
Maybe someone has better information, but that's what I know about them.
Okay.
Anyway, what I'm calling in about at the beginning of the show, you were talking about the climate change.
Yeah.
In the magazine, New American, February 21st issue. There's a break.
Okay, hold on there, Barb in Florida.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McElam program. We're going to go right back to Sister Barb in Florida. Go ahead, Sister Barb.
Okay, thank you, Officer Jack. Yes, if you go to www.thenewamerican.com and capitalize thenewamerican.com, in there they have an excellent, excellent article, the best one I've ever read, on Agenda 21. Now, in 1992, the Earth Summit was held, and out of the Earth Summit, which was also known as the UN Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, five different documents came out of there. One of them was the one that you were referring to at the beginning of the program, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Yeah. Then also there was the Biological Diversity Convention that was never signed by our Senate. And then also came Agenda 21. And even the documents that were not signed have slowly been implemented, like by, you know, President Clinton, and then, of course, to a lesser degree, but still moving forward by George W. Bush. And anyway, I advise everyone who wants to totally understand all of these five documents and how they've affected us to read this article. It is the best. And
okay,
it's by
what's the
William
website
Jasper.
Again? What's the website again, Barb?
Beg your pardon?
What's the website again?
Oh, thenewamerican.com.
The new...
It's actually their magazine, The newamerican.com. Now, as far as the fifth one, Agenda 21, the fifth document to come out of there, has been studied by Michael Shaw. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm
from
not.
From out of California?
No.
Well, you know Henry Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Henry Lamb had the freedom.org. He still has freedom.org, and he had conferences every year for many years. And Michael Shaw was one of the speakers at his Freedom 21 conferences every year. And Michael Shaw is going around the United States, and he has an organization called freedomadvocates.org. Freedom Advocates, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E-S, freedomadvocates.org. Uh-huh. And he puts out, like Henry Lamb does, some terrific little booklets that explain, where we're going with all this, and, you know, spells it out and educates the people that you can buy, like, for $3 or $4. They're excellent. Well, he is coming to Florida next Saturday to the American Legion post on Lady Lake Boulevard. That's just south of Ocala, excuse me. And he is going to be doing a presentation on how Agenda 21 is being implemented in Florida. And he is going to other states to, you know, hold conferences as well on how Agenda 21 is being implemented.
Okay.
And if anybody would like to attend that, you know, it'll be on Lady Lake Boulevard at the American Legion Post, 347, and starts at 10 o'clock. And they can go to agenda21today.com, I think, for some information on that. Agenda21today.com. There should be some information about it on there.
Okay.
But and it's so important
day,
that everyone get out and learn about Agenda 21.
What day is that speaking?
Saturday, the 26th.
Saturday the 26th, okay.
Right, a week from yesterday. And like I say, if you go to his website, freedomadvocates.org, there is information about it on there, as well as other states in which he will be going and presenting. See, what they're trying to do, Officer Jack, is go from the UN down to your local community. And this is the danger. They're going to, you know, our state governments are going to become irrelevant because of all the federal money. We are fighting right now. Our governor has rejected the high-speed rail, and I'm telling you, La Hood is having a fit, and so are some of the people in our state, because he's rejected it. He knows the federal dollars have strings attached, and so that's part of Agenda 21, by the way, is getting us all on public transportation.
Yeah.
And putting us in clustered communities and that type of thing. So it's really important that everybody learn it and get out to their local meetings of their communities and make sure that this garbage is not adopted.
Yes. Very good, Barb.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
Officer
it,
Jack.
Barb.
God bless
you. Call back again, sister. God
okay,
bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for standing up for God and country and being an activist. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Lester in Ohio. Brother Lester, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How's it doing today, Jack?
Okay, brother. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm still out here beating the bushes, whatever.
Okay.
Now, you spoke earlier about mammon.
Hold on here. Brother Lester, I hear the music. We're going to go to a little break. We'll be right back with Lester in Ohio right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to Lester in Ohio. Brother Lester, go right ahead.
Yeah, you was talking about mammon.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, you know, God says you can't worship God and mammon at the same time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. In other words, you can't take and worship God's law and man's law at the same time.
Right.
The difference.
Very true. Very true, Lester.
Now, if you read Timothy 1, 9, and 10, he speaks of God's law. These are the laws. I used to tell people, you know, I got thrown in jail a lot of times, and then in the end, I that's how I figured it all out. You know, trials and tribulations, you know.
Yes.
And at any rate, I told people, you know, if you can get out of them two chapters, you don't belong in jail. There are two chapters in the New Testament that pertain to the law.
Yes.
I mean, it's only two chapters. Now, and at the end of it, God says, and anything else that is a sound doctrine. Now, you've been in law enforcement. You know how unsound our legal system is and our laws are.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you've ever read Psalms, but you ever read about the spirit of the spirit of the lion?
Oh yes, I've read Psalms.
The spirit of the lion is he who hides in the secret places of the city and waits for the poor to come by. And when he catches them, he takes and delivers them on to his strong ones. But now listen, God does say the day will come when the lion will lay down with the lamb. Well, when the lion quits worshiping mammon and lays down with God and God's law, Haman's going to be in trouble, ain't he?
He sure is. That sure is. What is those sections of the Bible that you told us we should go and read?
Oh, Jack, I can't take and remember all of everything, but okay, let me put it to you this way.
Uh-huh.
Put it to you in another way.
Yeah.
What did Bill Clinton and Goliath have in common?
I don't know. They're both Antichrist.
Okay. Now, this has been a while back, but back when Bill Clinton, remember when he was being impeached, right?
Right.
I'm sitting here watching. I was laid off at the time, and I'm sitting here watching C-SPAN. We got all the senators sitting there. They're all referring to their Black's Law Dictionary, right? Well, me, I gave up on man's law a long time ago, so I'm
good,
I'm,
brother. Good.
God's law. Now, in the beginning of that story, there was originally 5 Jane Does, but then the Senate decided they only had time to hear the testimony of 3 of them.
Yes.
The thing is, had they went and got the testimony of the one he raped down in Arkansas when he was running for governor, and compiled that evidence and took and threw that at his head lawyer, it might have stunned him.
Yeah.
And he might have had a good comeback on that one.
Yeah.
Now, all this time, Bill Clinton's on TV running in and out of churches with his Bible under his arm, right?
Yeah, that's a big lie.
Well, how did David swear that after he stunned his head man?
Yes.
Now, see, David went down to the brook and he got him 5 smooth pebbles that he had even in a script.
Right.
Uh-huh. How do you get a pebble? You get a pebble by throwing a stone into the head of the brook. And
yeah.
It tumbles down the brook and it turns into a pebble. Well, how did God make woman? I believe he took and made woman from man, did he not?
He sure did, yes.
Wasn't Jesus Christ the cornerstone of the church?
He sure is. Still today, too.
He was a man. Okay. Well,
uh-huh.
God made... David went down to the brook and he got him the testimony of 5 smooth women.
Yes.
All God's wisdom's hidden in the parable. Parable.
Yeah.
So, at any rate... All these senators are sitting around and they're referring to Black's Law Dictionary, right?
Yes, true.
They're all worshiping Mammon.
True. True.
None of them had their okay. Now let me finish this now. See, God says that the builders of the temple were supposed to carry their swords by their side, right?
That's true.
Uh-huh. Okay, now how did David slay Goliath? After he stunned his...
Yes, he cut off his head.
He took Goliath's own sword. Goliath's own sword. Well, all he had to do is Bill Clinton's own sword that he was carrying by his side, in and out of the churches on TV, open it up to Timothy 1, 9, and 10. I believe he's in there 3 times. He's a liar, a whoremonger, and a perjured person, is he not?
He sure is. He still is today.
See, the problem we got in America today is we don't have anybody out here to take and lead. God says if you choose to take and put a bishop before Jesus, choose a man of God who has power over his wife and children.
Yes.
We have a man of God in our government. Because all we got are people who worship mammon.
That's right.
Save America. I mean, after all, the 7 Pleiades, by the way, did come to the right hand of Venus in the western sky, clean back during this time, too.
True.
And that is the beginning of Revelations. If you read, the 7 Pleiades are the only 7 stars in the heavens that are in perfect alignment. And Venus, by the way, is the bright and morning star. If you go to the last page of Revelations and read, he says, I am the bright and morning star. So
yes.
We've been in Revelations for some time now.
Yes. Lester, I've got to go to other callers, brother.
I want you to be on the right track.
Okay. God bless you, Lester. Hope you'll call back again.
Okay.
Take care. All right. Let's go to David in Arizona. David in Arizona, you're on the Officer Jack McLam program. Oh, David dropped? Okay, let me give out our call-in number again, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You'd like to call in for a few minutes. We're running out of time quickly. Let's go to Lark in Texas. Lark in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, hello there, Jack. Nice to hear
hello,
your voice
Lark.
Again today. Just
yeah.
a quick word about Code Pink. Code Pink is a group of, shall we say, agents provocateur. These people are Marxists.
Yeah.
They believe in something called democracy. If you want to know what democracy is, go to sweetliberty.com, and you'll find that democracy is nothing more than the new word for socialist or communist.
That's right. It sure is, brother.
So there is no hope in something called democracy for anybody. Now, I want to make a note of, first of all, I want to thank David from Massachusetts and Lester from Florida for some insightful comments.
Yeah.
And also Barb. But I want to point to an even better source for this information regarding Agenda 21. Because with Agenda 21, Jack, we actually have a philosophy behind it. And this philosophy is actually segued into a new religion. In fact, it's a neo-Christian type of a religion. It's a fake. It's a fraud. Now, the resource that your listeners would want to check out for the real story behind Agenda 21 would be a website that is simply called Living Outside the Dialectic. Now, this woman has been researching this topic for 10 years.
Outside
the Dialectic.
Outside the Dialectic.
Yes, and I also
How do you spell dialectic?
It's D as in David, I as in Ivy, A as in Apple, L as in Lark, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, I as in Ivy, C as in Charlie. Dialectic. Just spell it phonetically.
Okay.
Now, I've been studying this topic for 5 years, practically nonstop, because I've been unemployed for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
If I can ever help you personally, you can get my name and number from any RBN board op, and I'd be happy to help you, because I think this might assist you with your work, with your own activism that you spend a lot of time with in your retirement years, because there's a lot of things that have come out about this since the early 90s. Now, we have a couple of videos that your listeners can check out.
Okay.
And these are related to two YouTube channels, and I'll finally give you one other web address and get and jump off for other callers. But the two YouTube channels you want to check out is, first of all, the author of the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. Her name is Nikki Rapana, and her daughter is Nordica Friedrich. But the name of the name of the YouTube channel is called Alaska Tent Lady.
Alaska Tent Lady?
Yes. Jack, this woman literally lives in a very rural part of Alaska year-round since 2006 in a Mongolian yurt. She was interviewed on RBN just recently, and it was 40 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
Now, this woman lives like this so that she can spend 100% of her time, besides just living, chopping wood, devoted to this research.
Okay, it's AlaskaTentLady.com?
No, this is just the name that you want to type in your search browser when you go over to YouTube.com.
Okay.
Now, the other one is M.D. Jarv. That's Michael David Jarv, short for Jarvie, J-A-R-V as in Victor.
J-A-R... V.
And probably the best short video introduction to this topic of communitarian law and communitarianism can be seen under the title, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Yes, okay.
Now, if you go to Living Outside the Dialectic and you want some more advanced education about how this beguilement works in the minds of ordinary Americans, when you go to Living Outside the Dialectic, just do a search term. You're going to come to Nicky Rapani's website. Just type in my name, L-A-R-K, Lark.
L-A-R-K.
And do a little bit of research with the links that I provided in an email that I sent out regarding meme theory, sociobiology, bioethics, and the art and science of memetics. And you will understand how people use ordinary language that is coded in certain ways to essentially cause us to deny our own free will.
Uh-huh.
Free will is at the root of freedom, folks. If you do a search under also at YouTube, by the way, neuroscience and free will is one search phrase, neuroscience and free will, and the other is called understanding free will. When you see that, this is a lecture delivered by a rabbi, you'll understand that communitarian law is more akin to Babylonian Talmudic law,
yeah,
than it is to anything else. I hope that's been helpful to you, Jack.
Okay, what was the name of that? Neuroscience.freewill?
No. This is going to YouTube again, using your search window, your
okay.
Search window feature.
Okay.
Neuroscience and free will.
How do you spell neuro?
N-E-U-R-O.
Okay.
Neuroscience.
Neuroscience dot free will.
No. It's just these are search terms, Jack.
Uh-huh.
These are search phrases.
Yes.
Neuroscience and free will. And the other one is called understanding free will.
Okay.
Now, when you listen to this lecture by this rabbi, seems to be a fine gentleman, quite learned, at least in the ways of the Talmud and perhaps the Zohar and Judaism.
Yes.
You will appreciate why we have such a thing as the Noahide laws, which were passed in 1991.
Yeah.
This actually is a public law 102-14, which divides Americans between so-called Jews and Gentiles. And it was lobbied and promoted by the Chabad Lubavitchers, of which Alan Dershowitz is a well-known example. And this is a radical Orthodox sect of Judaism, which is attached to the Likud party, as well as to many neocons,
yes,
in America. And
okay,
you will see the kinds of influence that these groups have today on our public and foreign policy.
Okay.
It's quite insidious.
Thank you, Lark.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it. God bless you, brother. Thanks for standing up for God and country. Okay. Hope you'll call back again. All right, folks. Do we have any other callers on the line? Warner?
Yeah, good afternoon, Officer McLam.
Okay.
I just turned in, through the second part of your show, and I just was listening to Lark from Texas. You know, I always appreciate, you know, the input he gives to the shows.
Yes.
But today I have to disagree with him when he called the Code Pink group as being provocateurs. I was so fortunate to make the acquaintance of who became my friend of Marianne Hennen. She came from New York, and she was very much active in the demonstrations of Code Pink.
Yeah.
And she explained to me they displayed pink ribbons. They were anti-war. And the pink ribbons were for every American soldier that had died in Iraq.
Yeah. Warner, can you hold on a minute? We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back with Warner in New Brunswick.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, let's go back to Brother Warner in New Brunswick. Go ahead, Brother Warner.
Officer McLam, I just wanted to say, you know, Mayan Hennen, my friend, she passed away half a year ago. She was not only a fierce American, you know, looking for the welfare of her people, but she was a member of an organization, National Congress for Judicial Reform.
Yes.
So, and I don't consider those kind of people of being provocateurs. and I spoke to some of her friends. Most of them, they were ladies in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, very much concerned about the way your nation was going. And any kind of an organization, no matter how good the initial purpose is in danger of being infiltrated.
True, very
and
true.
And perverted.
That's what happened to the NRA here. It used to be a pro Second Amendment group, but now it helps take away our Second Amendment little by little.
So we should not be too rush to pass judgment on a whole group of people.
Okay.
And as I say, my friend, she did document the demonstrations. She used to make collages. And some of them, where she was involved in, they can be seen on the internet, you know.
I see.
And as I say, I just couldn't sit back and just let it go, what Lark from Texas was saying. But as I say, you know, I think Lark, over the last while when I was listening to him, he made nearly every time, you know, good, valuable points, you know, when he phoned in.
Yes.
But I think today I have to disagree with him. I think he was wrong.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
Warner, thank you for calling in, brother. We're out of time.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Take care. Okay, folks. That's about it for this show. Thank you for calling in, all you callers out there. And thank you for being activists and taking an active part in recovering our country. And don't forget your imprecatory prayers, folks. Pray with me every night or daytime that God will take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership in this country, the super rich and the super powerful, and bring them down and destroy them with double destruction and their henchmen right under them that they've appointed to run their operations. They're communist also, and Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership agents, and ask God to bring them down and destroy them with double destruction too, and take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership at Homeland Insecurity, and who are waiting to bring the Soviet style totalitarian military rule system over us here in America, and ask him to destroy them with double destruction too. God bless all of you out there. Have a good week, and I'll be looking forward to you talking to you next week. God bless all of you. Have a good week, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. Good day.
The next